This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, and we welcome in John Marks to talk Eagles Browns. There will be 12,000 fans at First Energy Stadium on Sunday. John Marks, afternoon host at 94 WIP, Sports Radio WIP in Philly, joins us on the show. John, thanks for joining us.
You got it, man. Let's talk election fraud. I'm ready.
Oh, here we go.
If we want to do it, let's get going.
What's up, guys?
John, now, I heard you on your afternoon show before the season. You guessed it was either 10-6 or 12-4. You said NFC Championship game, didn't you?
I think I said 11, and I said, yes, loss in the NFC Championship game. And yeah, it's not appearing that my prediction looks very good right now, guys.
Why did it go so bad? Because I always wanted to say, well, injuries at the beginning of the year, and now we're hearing about Doug Peterson being on the hot seat. People aren't happy with Carson Wentz. I heard your midday show on Monday. One of your hosts, and the name is escaping me, and I apologize, was upset. He actually is getting so annoyed by Carson Wentz, he doesn't like him licking his fingers before and after every play. That's how angry people are getting with him over there.
Yeah, Joe to camera. The conversation's been about the quarterback and the head coach, and frankly, guys, right now, it's more about the head coach to me than it is about the quarterback. I still think Carson Wentz is a good quarterback and will be a good quarterback in this league. Is he going to be an MVP candidate type quarterback? Probably not. But to kind of unlock that again, Doug Peterson's got to do things differently. And you guys know this because, you know, the Browns have been a mess for a long time. When there's just something off in the building and there's something weird, like Doug Peterson, their head coach, can't even answer basic questions. He was asked last week about Brett Favre's comments saying he would have kept Nick Foles. And it took him three times to actually say, no, I don't agree with him. He wouldn't say he didn't agree with him. So there's something weird going on. And right now where I stand, and I'm not, you know, I'm a Wentz fan, but I'm also not a crazy person that doesn't believe any of this is his fault. This is the head coach, and this is something weird going on in the organization.
So is that Super Bowl honeymoon, is that so far gone now? Are fans ready to replace head coach? Are they ready to replace quarterback? How desperate does it get there? We know Philly can be tough.
Yes and yes. I fired Doug Peterson many weeks ago. you know, kind of as a reaction to bad losses. But so you have maybe 30% of the fan base that doesn't like Carson Wentz, and then you have 50% of the fan base that don't think he does anything wrong, and then you have the other 20% that kind of sees it both ways. I would say this, that the general manager, Howie Roseman, has done a terrible job of going from the Super Bowl to trying to keep the window open to win another one to now kind of needing to reset and retool. His moves haven't worked out. His draft picks haven't worked out. Doug Peterson, since Frank Reich and John DeFilippo, the coordinator and quarterback coach in 2017, since they've left, Doug has struggled. And then you talk about Carson. He's just struggled too. So I think ultimately what will happen is Doug Peterson, if they continue to lose, he's gone first. And then it's like find another coach that can figure out Carson Wentz.
John Marks joining us, Sports Radio 94 WIP over in Philadelphia. John, you're talking about there's so much strong stuff you're giving me about Doug Peterson. I don't even know where to begin after all this. Talking about getting rid of the quarterback. Let me ask you about Jalen Hurts. When they drafted Jalen Hurts in the second round, and they said, well, we're going to use him in all these different places. I go, yeah, you know, you say that, but you're sending a message here. You took him in the second round. Are there fans who stand behind him and maybe want him to replace Wentz? Or maybe a better question here for you is, do you think that Wentz is feeling some sort of a heat because of that decision, and maybe that's why?
Yeah, I do. I do think it makes him pressed. I thought it was an absolutely terrible decision to draft a quarterback in the second round, 53rd overall, after you just gave Carson Wentz $108 million. His contract's just kicking in this year. So this is a guy that you have here long term. And how are you going to try to help him? Not by drafting a defensive player or an offensive lineman or a skill guy. You draft a quarterback that's going to run gadget plays. And by the way, he's been Jalen Hurts has been on the field for 30 plays. In those 30 plays, they've gotten 80 yards. 80 yards. Mm. So it's not working. The only thing they try to do with Hurts is they try the zone read. It doesn't really ever work. They don't let him throw it. He's only thrown it twice in those snaps. And you, a lot of times you're taking – I never agree with taking a quarterback off the field when they're having momentum in a drive. And that's what they've done. And it's had brutal results, penalties, fumbles, and things like that. So I think, of course, there's fans that say, like, get rid of Wentz, put Hurts in there. But there's nobody that knows if Jalen Hurts can play in this league, right? I hope he can. I like the kid, but he was drafted in the second round for a reason. So thinking that you're just going to put him in there and win, that's not going to happen. The best route for the Eagles is to keep Carson Wentz, get him right, and build around him, and actually give him some players, get a good defense, get some good skill position, wide receivers. So that's what I would do, and I hope that's what the Eagles are going to do.
Is he still the leader of that football team? We know that there were some nasty rumors that a lot of Philadelphia media actually said were not true about him losing that locker room last season, talking about Carson.
It was 2018.
That's
17 and 18, and then last year it seems like he kind of regained that. I mean, that was – I'll tell you right now that it was true. Right? I'm not saying it was the whole team, but – there's something about Carson Wentz's personality. He's a hard worker. He's probably the first there and the last to leave. But he doesn't seem very relatable to a lot of the guys. As long as he's playing well, I think that's fine. But that was real in 2017 and 2018, right? Like, they saw Nick Foles and the way he led and his personality, and the players were like, well, damn, we won a Super Bowl with that guy. Like, screw this other guy. But keeping Carson Wentz was the right move. And I think that you just have to realize that a guy is a certain way, and it doesn't make him a bad guy, but, like, just go out there and win. Go out there and give your best. And if there's guys on this team that don't believe in Carson Wentz, then you're gonna have to move on from him, because the franchise quarterback.
All right, looks like we have some breaking news, Kenny. Are you seeing
No.
The Myles Garrett stuff?
No, what?
Now he's on the COVID-19 reserve list and out for Sunday. The Browns just issued a statement, so we'll react to that coming up. I'm just curious, when you look at how that defensive front plays for Philadelphia, we're looking at different numbers that say they've had some trouble against the run, but they've also gotten pressure on quarterbacks. How do you expect that to play out this week against a Browns team that's determined to run the football?
Well, Kevin Stefanski is a very good coach, and of course he is from the Philadelphia area, so that helps my opinion of him, but he really has an idea of what he wants to do. He looks at Baker Mayfield and he says, you know what? I don't need this guy throwing it 45 times a game. So what am I going to do? You have two really good running backs. Run the football. As far as the Eagles' defense, they've been good against bad offensive lines, and young quarterbacks are bad quarterbacks. They've really made a living the last couple of years on doing that. But if you get a good offensive line and you get a team that can run the football, that's trouble. That's trouble, because that's going to set up the play action pass. And I don't think this is a good matchup for the Eagles. I really don't. If the Browns can run the football like they've been, they should control this game and win this game. I mean, it's going to come down to whether Carson Wentz and this offense can figure it out. But this is a really tough matchup for the Eagles.
John, we thank you very much for the time. All the best, bud.
All right, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.